Morning. So this morning we're going to look a little bit at the story of David and Goliath in 1 Samuel. And we're going to jump through it a little bit, that way we don't spend a lot of time reading the whole thing. But I think we pretty much all know how it goes. How David went to give his brothers some bread and whatnot to in the middle of the battle there, and when he was out there, he saw David and saw Goliath making fun of all the Israelites, if I can say it right, and decided that he wanted to try and help take down Goliath. So he went to Saul, and Saul gave him a bunch of his armor, and he decided that he couldn't use that armor because he wasn't tried with it. So he went down to the brook and got a few stones and went out there, and with God's help, killed Goliath. And I want to imagine this morning that David thought he could do it on his own strength. He didn't need God's help to do it. And he's like, well, I can probably use the... Maybe he could have used the armor or whatnot. He could have done it his own way. Do you think it would have ended very well? Probably not. He probably would have ended up being fed to the ravens instead of Goliath. And it wouldn't not ended so well. So, thinking about that, I wanted to think of relying on God and his plan for our lives. And I brought a candle. And so if we imagine, if we light this flame, we'll say the candle is us. So we'll light this. All right, there we go. So we're burning, and we're going to say the fire is God in our lives. So as long as this candle is sitting just there real nice and it's burning pretty nice. Now, what would happen if we would say that we don't need God's direction in our life anymore? So if we put the lid on the candle, what do you think is going to happen? It's going to go out. It has no oxygen anymore. And in a minute, it goes out and there's no... So, kind of like the same in our own life. If we try and do it on our own, it's not going to do very well. We think we know best, and so we shut God's will, shut God right out of our life, and we're like, we don't need your help anymore. But just like the candle needs that oxygen to burn, to make good sense or whatever we want to get out of it, so if we want our life to flourish, we need God in it. And we can't do it without very well. So we need to keep that in mind. And maybe for your children, maybe it's not that complicated. Maybe it means just obeying your parents, doing what they say, and listening to them. But it's important for all of us to remember, especially as you grow older, that we really do need God in our lives. When we try and shut him up, that it doesn't always go very well. And if we shut him up, and it's not, we won't be living for him very well. So that's what I had this morning. So we can remember that, and you can go back to your parents.